Thank you for joining Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I'm your host, Monique Davis-Dodson, and I am excited to have back at the mic with me my dear friend, Jen Reed. Jen was on our podcast back in May. If you guys remember, her story was about her twin. She had one twin at birth, was told that she was not going to survive. Mm-hmm. And Jen was faced with making decisions, and it was a pretty traumatic experience, but by the grace of God, everything worked out. If you did not hear that podcast, please revisit it. It's back in May, and you guys, it's a great interview, so make sure you tune into it. She was gracious to share her story about her marriage ending and how she overcame that in order to find herself and her true authentic voice. She's back at the mic with me because we were talking just about being authentic and finding your voice and knowing who you are today and most importantly as you walk into a new year. And Jen has come back to share some really valuable life lessons that she learned for herself that she wants to share with you, my audience. Thank you for coming back to the mic. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, you have had a whirlwind kind of a life. And you were able to discover some things about yourself. And you was like, Monique, there's some things I want to share with your audience. You know, our life is always to be continued.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And so we are always evolving. And one of the things you were telling me, we had lunch. We had dinner.
We had
dinner. And you shared with me about your anxiety and your depression.
Yes.
And I knew some bits and pieces, but there were more layers to this onion.
So many more layers. So it's been 14 months, you know, since I've been diagnosed and taking my medicine and treatments and therapy,
right,
which is to me the most important of it all.
Right.
So I was diagnosed last October with anxiety and depression.
With anxiety and depression. And I remember, we had lunch and you filled me in about, hey, I was in the hospital. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, and you enlightened me to this story about, you know, how you pretty much almost lost yourself. Can you explain how that all came about?
Yes. So after finding out that I had anxiety and depression, and of course, you know, you go to the doctor and you find these things out and they write you a script and you're on your way.
Right.
Well, after reading, you know, the side effects, I was like, I'm not going to stay on this medicine.
So you basically became your own doctor.
I did.
Because you saw those side effects.
Uh-huh.
And they're kind of scary.
Very scary.
Yeah. So you're like, okay, I can do this on my own.
Uh-huh. There's no, this little pill is not going to make me have all of these.
They're not this little bitty pill, right?
Yes. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to do my research and I'm going to self-help and self-medicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started meditating, which is all still good, you know, good stuff, you know, change my diet, certain foods, you know, you're supposed to eat the colors of the rainbow, which is all still great.
Which you're healthy, you have a healthy lifestyle anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that was another reason why I felt like I could beat this.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, I'm already healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, I have my days where I'm strong. In those days that I feel very strong, I'm just going to do everything in my power, you know, to keep myself up, keep myself happy, keep myself going, you know, introduce yoga into my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that I did do that was the most crucial thing to do was I stopped taking my medicine.
You stopped taking the medicine.
I stopped.
And you
I figured out real quickly that that was the wrong thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had what they call a discontinuation syndrome.
Okay.
From stopping, you know, my medication without, you know, consulting my doctor and just gradually, you know, him taking me off of the medicine, I just kind of stopped cold turkey and I felt fine for about a month.
For a month, okay.
Yeah, I felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
So then happened? What happened as that month progressed? Where were you?
Well, noticed I started having more and more anxiety.
You had more anxiety.
And, you know, I would stop and, you know, do my counting, do my meditations. I'd introduce a new meditation technique, mm-hmm. you know, to my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's called TM, I think it's called. I can't think of it right now. But, mm-hmm. you know, I started this new meditation, so I would stop whenever I was having the anxiety and, you know, do my breathings and do all of that. But this one particular day, it just was not working, wow. you know, and the kids were already gone to school. It wasn't nothing particular that, you know, just happened.
Right.
It was, you know, just a normal morning, mm-hmm. and I could not get, you know, my body to calm down, my mind to, you know, stop racing. And so started feeling kind of like a panic attack.
Okay, okay.
And the next thing you know, I was blacked out. So I ended up passing out. Yes. Okay. So I ended up passing out at home by myself, fainted in the restroom.
Oh my Lord.
And, you know, fractured my nose. It was just, had to be, you know, laying down on the floor for a while because by the time I did get myself up and, you know, now I'm blurry, my vision's blurry, dizzy, and I, you know, get to my phone.
Oh my gosh, how scary.
It was very scary. You know, next thing you know, I'm at the hospital, you know, getting CT scans and, you know, getting back regulated.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a fractured nose.
And you're like, what the heck?
What the heck?
All blacked out. Yes. All of this
and
happened.
And of course, I have to run a million tests to see what's wrong
right.
and how. And now, you know, I'm talking and letting them know, what medicines are you on?
So what? Now they're like yes. connecting the dots.
Yes.
You weren't
yes.
supposed to do that.
At all. And yeah. so now, you know, it's okay, this is what happened to
right.
you. You know, everything else came mm-hmm. out, checked out. This is what, you know, happened. You mm-hmm. should not have stopped taking your medicine. You mm-hmm. have to do this, you have to do that. And so now I'm back balanced.
You're balanced.
Yes, it was 2 weeks with the concussion, not
oh my
you know,
Lord.
Can't drive, no lights, no. So that was like,
so
okay,
so
sit down.
To someone out there, if you were like, okay, you know, a lot of people, and I understand, you know, a doctor will give you a prescription and then it causes you to feel, you know, drowsy or it makes you not feel like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you do, we, you know, all of us are Google doctors.
Of course.
And so we want to go and figure out other ways.
Mm-hmm.
And what may work for someone else who puts their review out there and their experience may not necessarily work for you.
Absolutely.
And it's important that you stay on the medication. If it's somebody out there who's like, I'm just going to stop this cold turkey. Or not take it. That may not be the route you should go. We
Absolutely.
Want you to be safe. And, you know, sometimes it's, I'm going to, you know, sometimes people probably feel a little bit ashamed or embarrassed. Did you feel that way?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
why can't I kick this? What do you mean?
Oh,
I,
yeah.
you know,
well, that was
I
the
have
first
kids.
Thing.
I, what do you mean? I can do it all, right?
Yeah, I'm Superwoman.
Right.
You know,
right.
I've been through it all.
Yeah.
And I haven't
I overcame
fought.
That.
Yes, if I overcame that, yeah. this and that.
My child almost died.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can do it all, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's just like, there's no way.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to, no.
Yeah.
You know, that little diagnosis.
Yeah.
And so I put, you know, in my head, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think that I really accepted
mm-hmm.
that I had, you know, anxiety and depression
mm-hmm.
until after that happened.
Until that even happened.
Exactly.
Okay. Because you're functioning,
okay.
so... They're kind of wrong, but I'm going to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you're feeling?
Exactly. That's exactly how I was feeling. And now I'm like, I'm talking about this. This is real. You know,
yeah.
I do see the difference. I
mm-hmm.
do know. And they, you know, he did switch my medicine
mm-hmm.
because that was one of it. Instead of me calling my doctor saying, okay, this medication is making me, you know, have a loss of appetite
mm-hmm.
or, you know, can't sleep or low libido, whatever.
Right.
I just stopped taking it.
You just
it.
Stopped taking it instead of saying, maybe we need to research a different medication.
Exactly,
for
exactly.
Okay.
And so after that happened, you know, my doctor's like, okay, now I'm telling him this is why I stopped taking it, this,
right.
this, and that. And he's like, that's an easy fix. You know,
right.
we can...
So as we speak about this, because we talk about, you know, you being diagnosed with anxiety and depression...
Mm-hmm.
Where did this originate? Because when you speak to a therapist, they help you go back in
yes.
order for us to move forward, right?
Exactly. You have to.
You have to, right? So tell me, where did this begin in your mind based on your conversations with your therapist?
Back in childhood.
Okay. And then how did it formulate to where you are now? So what happened in your childhood to get you to that place of finally being diagnosed properly? Right?
Yes.
And figuring out, I wasn't crazy.
Exactly.
Is this what was going on? I couldn't connect these dots.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened in childhood?
Being brought up in a household where no one communicated properly mm-hmm. with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Kids were always told, stay in kids' place.
Girl. Y'all are here to be seen, not heard.
Not heard. You know, so it was... You can talk.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a concern about your parents and what they were, you know, fuss fighting and arguing about, or, you know, married this month and divorced tomorrow.
So your parents had a very up and down kind of relationship. So as a child, you witnessed what they were married, they divorced, they got back together.
Mm-hmm. He's here for a couple of weeks or month, and now mm-hmm. he's gone again, you know, and cell phones wasn't
right.
big then.
Right.
So when your dad was gone, they fought in the middle of the night, you heard him, and now he's gone. He just gone.
And you can't talk about it.
You can't talk about it.
Mom's not talking about it. Dad's not talking
Mm-mm.
about it.
Y'all just talking about it. You just know it happened. So you keep all those, you suppress all those emotions.
Mm.
You suppress how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when anybody communicate, it's either fussing, fighting, arguing.
Or not talking.
Mm-hmm. You know. And so I grew up, you know, with the lack of communication.
And
it became my normal.
Mm-hmm.
I found other ways to mask
mm-hmm.
and, you know, to...
What ways were you masking?
Oh, gosh. Unfortunately, drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're younger.
Yeah.
You know, you start drinking to mask and mm-hmm. then all of a sudden everything needs
to
be... And they
want to be in the crowd. You want to be cool.
So now everything is a party.
Okay,
we're going to have a good time.
Because it's miserable at home. Mm-hmm. I need to have fun right now.
Fun.
It's my out.
Yes, this is my out.
Okay.
You know, if I had to stay out all night to get that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I didn't want to be in the dysfunction. I didn't want to be.
So you went from one dysfunction to another.
To the other.
But you didn't know that as
of course
child.
Not.
Of course.
Of course okay. not. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you do that and then you get into a relationship and you get married. I got married young. I got
mm-hmm.
married at 24.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you don't know how to communicate.
You don't know how you to bring communicate. Those,
exactly.
And you take that same baggage.
Mm-hmm. And you really don't love yourself.
You don't even know how to love yourself.
You don't know how to love yourself.
Because
so I wasn't...
you've masked everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not really probably your full self. Because
no.
now you're an actor. You're kind of portraying a role.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Way
so it's
sometimes?
Like all the time. Mm-hmm. And then that leads into the depression.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
now you have the anxiety, if I say something, you know, am I going to say the wrong something?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we going to fuss, fight, and argue?
Because you've seen that as a child.
Yes, and then you I
then
took
you
it into
married,
my marriage.
You know? So you're dealing, so that foundation that was dysfunctional
mm-hmm.
became a part of your dysfunction.
Exactly.
And your marriage.
And my marriage.
And your husband... your ex-husband had experienced some of his own dysfunction, does he think? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
And yes, I can say yes.
You can say,
from
I mean,
what
right
I've
today.
Seen.
Yeah,
yes,
today.
I definitely can say yes.
Yeah.
You know, his family dynamic and setup was different than mine, but they had their own their own set of, mm-hmm. you know, dysfunction.
Did they communicate?
And that's another thing.
That's the thing.
That is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so... he also grew up where he was told, stay in your place.
Exactly.
You know, his
regardless
father,
if the parents were still together.
Regardless okay. if they were
if
still
they were
together.
Still together and that seemed to be the picture perfect. My family, my parents been married for years and you're coming from where, well, yeah, mine kind of topsy-turned. Yeah, they together.
Uh-huh.
And So we're going
to. But the kids are still, and he was still taught and raised to stay in his place. Exactly. And, you know, he don't have a voice. Mm-hmm. And he was never taught how to communicate.
Right.
And when things get rough, how to sit down and speak to your wife.
Right.
Talk to, what is, you know, you should say with your kids, you know, or in the room, or talk with your kids prior to, and how to let them get their emotions and feelings out.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't brought up that way.
So both of you bought that dysfunction of non-communication into a marriage.
Into a marriage.
That when we get together and we become a unit, the most important thing is communication, right?
Yeah.
So we're still suppressing and masking from being a kid to finding those different outs to now marriage.
Mm-hmm. Right? To now marriage. And so, unfortunately, you know, that was the same kind of dysfunction that I had in my marriage. And I'm thinking, you know, all along, but if we stay together, if we stay in the house, same household, you know, then things would be better with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
But not if, you know, they're seeing that you don't know how to talk to one another.
You don't know how to communicate is dysfunction, because they're going to take those lessons learned to apply it to their adult life.
And that's when I said, no, it stops here.
Mm-hmm.
The generational curse stops here.
I feel you, sister.
So I had to change, and I had to learn. I'm still learning, and you know, and I feel like I'm still growing and maturing to my authentic self. You know, I've completely, you know, gave God, I won't say completely, that's kind of a lie. I'm working on completely giving, you know, my life, full life over to God, and just have him work on me. And
it's a process.
But
if you have accepted God, I need you, then you are in the right place. You know what I'm saying? Your relationship becomes stronger, and you become more intimate with him as you pray, you study, and you'll be fine. So yes, you're where you need to be.
I am.
Yeah.
I really am. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for all of the things that I've gone through, because I wouldn't know. Today, I still probably wouldn't know what was wrong with you.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And I would continue to keep the same dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going to therapy and being able to talk to a therapist and go back and find out, okay, where did all of this stem from?
Right.
You know, why do you have these feelings? Why do you have these suppressed emotions? You know, and healthy outlets. You know, and just taking care of my health and talking to my kids more than anything about it.
Because it's not, you want to invite them in so that they can see how important it is to communicate and express your feelings so you can get help.
Yes.
If you need help. And if you don't need help, just so that you know how to function as an adult, like properly, not even just an adult, even as a kid.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's where it stemmed from. I can remember my first, before I even knew of, you know, mental illness or, you know, there was a name, bipolar, anything like that. I remember my first time having an anxiety attack or a panic attack. Yes. And I was around my daughter's age. I was in middle school.
Right.
In seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember, you know, having those feelings and those attacks. And you don't know who to talk to.
Right, right.
You don't know.
Like, and then in middle school, it's so awkward. So you don't want to be, people are going to talk about me. They're going to judge me because you care about what your friends think at that age. So you're trying to handle something by yourself.
By yourself.
And then you don't take it to your parents. They have their own issues.
Mm-hmm. They have their own issues.
Yeah.
And then high school, I remember having several more.
Really?
Yes. And I think one time the ambulance even had to come to my mom's house.
Serious?
Yes. And so I'm like, oh my gosh.
And so no one ever said, okay, this is what's going on. So it was like, okay, she'll be okay.
It was not talked about. It still wasn't, you know, discussed or talked about. And then, you know, as I became a young adult, and now I have my family and the kids, and you know, the hormone changes and all the difference. Now you have a wrap of oh, she's just crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just crazy.
Oh, she had babies. It's postpartum. It's anything else, but this is what it is. I'm having panic attacks. I'm having anxiety and depression, and I need help. But that's not even in the picture.
No.
Right?
You know, and so then you start feeling completely alone.
Yeah. Because who are you going to talk to?
Who are you going to talk
but
to?
Yourself.
And no one.
And
then you're really crazy.
Because you're like, I'm talking to myself. They right.
I talk to myself. But yeah, so, you know, now it was in my 30s. I'm just accepting, okay, I'm just crazy.
just accepted it.
Yeah, I just
accepted
it. And
if you hear it so many times, you might actually be believe it and like, okay, well, this is, I'll just deal with it and keep on going.
And then just keep it moving.
Yeah.
And, you know, the last 14 months has been the eye-opener and the change of my life. Like, no, you are not crazy.
Right.
You have a mental disorder.
It is. This is what's going on.
Yes,
you
have an illness that needs to be addressed and handled and taken care of properly.
Right.
And that's where the healing began.
How did you explain this to your kids? I mean, because did they witness, well, sometimes mom is not happy and we'll, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
they probably didn't know, or they wanted to make you happy.
They
you
did.
Know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
How did you explain to them, hey, this is what's going on with mom?
Well, luckily, I have a very open relationship with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about everything.
Yeah.
And that was one of it. You know, my kids told me, you know, well, mom, sometimes you're mean.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you snap at us. Sometimes you do this. Or sometimes you're sad. And I would just, you know, be in the room in my bed and wouldn't want to do anything, you know. And so they brought all of that to my attention.
They did.
Yeah, you know, you're sad. And at the time, I'm trying to get better. I'll go work out today.
So let me ask you this. Because as you're dealing with this now, you had separation, you have divorce,
mm-hmm.
you know, even though, you know, the twins, they have grown up or what have you, but that was pretty traumatic dealing with the doctor telling you, hey, she may not make it. So with all of that, and you think about, hey, I was postpartum, my marriage is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to think, okay, well, I am down today.
Yes.
This is why I'm sad.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That your own self-diagnosis in a way. Like,
again,
this is what happens when you go through these certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Never saying, okay, I have anxiety and depression. Because one would think, you know what? Yeah, I don't feel like getting out to bed today. I'm tired. You know, my marriage is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
And you could explain that to the kids. But then when you had the opportunity to say, you know what? Aha. Let's sit down.
Yes.
And you had this conversation with them. What did they say? Because you said they were like, mom, sometimes you mean, sometimes you sad.
Yes.
What were they saying?
It was my son, the oldest, he said, you know, he listened and he just kind of was like, I remember, you know, this day when you were sad. I remember this day when this was happening, and now it makes sense.
Okay. So they were connecting dots.
Yes. They started connecting dots,
okay.
You know, and so it became a conversation every day.
And that's good.
An everyday conversation, because it was, okay, mom, you take your medicine.
So now they're like, we don't want you to go back there. We want help.
We're happy you went and got help.
Mm-hmm.
Now we also want to help. Mom, are you eating? Mom, you take your medicine, you know. Let's work out.
You didn't have to be superwoman.
I didn't have to be
to
superwoman.
Ask for help.
That's it.
Right.
And let people know what's going on with
right.
you. You know.
And not be ashamed. Were you ashamed?
At first I was ashamed.
To share this information?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, didn't want to tell anybody.
Right.
I'm not checking any boxes. You're not about to, you know, have...
The wrong one, y'all might try to lock me up.
For real. You know, it's a different kind of crazy. And so I was absolutely not talking about it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's something that you don't have to be ashamed of.
Not at
and
all.
It's, you know,
you just delay your ability to heal.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, and as I'm healing, the kids get to see that too. And so everything that they remember and the sad days, the depressed days, the panic attacks, the anxiety, and, you know, just mom wasn't just crazy. Right. She was suffering.
It gave them answers too.
Exactly.
And that's good.
Hey, because it wasn't them.
Because I was going to say that. Did they think we got to be a certain way? Are we being good? Are you upset with us that we do something?
Yes.
Because nobody's talking.
No one's talking about it.
Now you're taking all of what you learned as a kid, trying to handle it by yourself, and mask. And the kids are the most authentic of all.
Absolutely.
They see right through the mask.
Right through it.
Yeah.
And so they're knowing all along, you know, everybody on the outside of this, something's not right.
And we want our mom to be better.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, dad might say she's crazy, but something's still not right. And so it went from, okay, mom, you're not just crazy like the family is saying. Something really is wrong.
They probably wanted to be the defenders as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so now it's a, you know, what can we do to be healthy? Yeah. And, you know, the whole family just together, you know, work out together, exercise together. Yeah. Kids are into yoga and meditation now. And eating healthy and just
and
taking
communicating, that, would you
communicating
say?
More than anything. Because we have days where we just talk.
I can only imagine because you and I, we've had some...
Some fun conversations,
but what I love about our relationship and what I tell you where I am, I don't have any judgment or what have you. I want to help. I want to listen because I remember feeling alone in my marriage. And that's why one of the reasons I had this microphone, get on my computer and I blog because I think that our stories can help people heal.
Absolutely.
You know, and we don't go through those stories just to keep them to ourselves.
That's right.
And you know, I commend and I love you because we have always had a connection of just putting it all out there and being real.
That's right.
And I think it's important, especially with your kids, to watch you go from a place of suffering to a place of peace and joy.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And your authentic self and what you give your kids, what some people may not. And I pray to God that they listen and maybe they will now invite their kids to the table and talk and not be ashamed and afraid. Yes. Your kids are getting so many valuable lessons that some people who are grown-ups will never get.
Absolutely.
You know why? Because they get to talk about something and they don't have to fear it. They don't have to be ashamed of it. They know that they are loved and accepted and there's always help. You get to show them that. And I'm proud of you. And
Thank
I'm
you.
Proud of you because you're like, I need to come back and I need to talk to your audience.
Absolutely.
Because it is about self-care. And one of the reasons we wanted to have this opportunity to communicate this to the listening audience is because, you know, we carry a lot of stuff with us. From day to day, year to year. And we are approaching 2020, right? A new decade.
A whole new decade.
Right? And I'm sure somebody's out there tired, don't understand why they don't feel good one day, and one day they're happy, and they're either trying to Google search. Or they're suppressing.
Or masking it and doing
it.
Other things.
Yeah, doing other things that may be destroying your body and your mind. Trying to find those outlets. But if you really want more of a permanent peace, that temporary stuff not going to work. And we don't want you to walk into another year that heavy.
That's right.
Feeling fear or being ashamed. Because there's no shame when you can go get help.
And there's so much help out there.
It's so much help out
there's
there.
There's so much help. There's so much to learn.
Yeah.
We don't know it all.
We don't know it all.
And
your family and friends may not know it all. So you can go outside of that comfort zone or outside of that judgment and ridicule and figure out what's going to help you be your best you.
That's it.
Because I told you when you sat down here today, I said, girl, you shining.
You sure did.
I said, my gosh, you look good. And now you always look good. Thank you. Look good. I mean, always.
Yeah, I try not to let it down.
No, you always look good. She's going to come in here head to toe always looking good. But it's something different, even from when we sat down at dinner.
Yes.
You know, and that was like a month or so ago.
It was a month.
Yeah, a month ago.
Yeah.
And it's like you just radiating peace.
And that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel each day is still work.
Yes.
You know, but it's a different kind. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, struggling just to get through the day and, okay, I need a glass of wine, which ended up being a bottle, you know, by the end of the day. I'm not counting down to that. I'm not struggling to just, you know, put a smile on, you know, see people. It's real. Yeah. It's authentic. It's, you know, it's peace.
Mm-hmm.
It's waking up feeling like I'm ready to tackle the day.
Well,
whatever the day have for me, I have peace, I have joy, I have happiness. And it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. And so how's your relationship with your ex-husband?
It's even good.
It's even good.
It's good. You know, we got to spend Thanksgiving together. Mm-hmm. And
that's great. You know, I spend Thanksgiving and holidays with my ex.
Yes.
We've been doing that for years. But it is a good thing. Even if you're not in a romantic relationship, this person is a part of your life because your children are what bring you together.
And
to be able to say, we went from to now we can have Thanksgiving together and be thankful for one another and what that person was able to contribute to the relationship at that particular time in our lives.
And he is still such a great friend.
Yeah.
And such a wonderful man. He has learned more about mental illness now because of me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's right there with the kids. Are you taking care of yourself?
That's good.
You know, you take your medicine. Yeah. Hey, go pick up your medicine.
Does he have some remorse? I don't know if he's communicated that with you about, I did call you crazy a few times. And maybe if he didn't verbally say it, can you tell anything about?
I can. Yeah. And, you know, it's this last incident, you know, he was right there by my side and I could tell, like, he was like, this is real. This is serious.
Because he didn't understand it.
He didn't understand it. His family didn't talk about that either. You know? And so...
So he brought an awareness to everybody.
To everybody. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully everyone around me, my friends, you know, my girlfriends, my... anybody, my neighbors. I think I've probably told the cleaning lady.
But that's good. You don't have to hide anymore.
Exactly.
You can share it. But you know what? That kind of awareness, it allows us to be educated about something we don't know so that we can help other people and or that's identify, why am I feeling this way?
Exactly.
Oh, you know what? I remember hearing her say this. Maybe I should tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because, you know it's a lot of people who suffer in silence.
Mm-hmm.
So many, especially women.
Especially women.
You know, we just feel like we cannot bring, you know, show.
You can't get sick. How many times have you heard, this is what I can't get sick during flu season. I can't get sick during any season.
Any season.
Because everything will shut down.
Exactly.
So then self-care becomes non-existent for
women. That
is
the wrong thing.
Yeah.
We need to have self-care and self-love. Mm-hmm. Go to your doctor appointments. Go to
all your doctor's appointments.
All of them.
Every last one of them. Your gynecologist, for your breast exams, for if you are feeling some kind of way where you feel panicked and you don't understand why, that's a sign telling you you need to go figure out why.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And we want that for everybody. And we don't stop there, you know, just for women. Men suffer in silence too.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage you men, if you are feeling, you know, anxiety or depression, or you know, sometimes a lot of times men don't want to go to the doctor.
They're the worst, I think. They're the worst.
They don't want to go to the
doctor. We have to drag them.
Well, no, we'll drag them.
Yeah, we'll drag them.
We won't go ourselves because we're like, we got to take the kids first. But like, if you like something doesn't feel right in your stomach, something doesn't feel right, this is not the time when we have all of these different outlets of how we can get help. Be it medical, be it our therapist, or whatever it is, go out and get help that you need.
Just go get it.
Go get help.
That's it.
So that you can live your best quality of life. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to mask or fake or be embarrassed or ashamed about anything.
Anything.
Because we're trying to live our best life, right?
And living our best life is more than a hashtag.
Yes.
You really want to do that.
And the best way to do that is to be authentic with yourself.
That's
and
it.
To be able to communicate.
That's it. Look right? in the mirror and accept who you
yeah.
are.
Yeah. And love yourself.
That's it. And when you start loving yourself, you can give so much more love to everyone else around you.
Do you love yourself?
So much.
Yeah.
I think that's the glow that you see.
Yeah. That's the glow. That's how I feel. I feel like I really, and not only love, I like me.
Exactly. And I like all of me. I like the quirky side of me. I like, you know, the
marks here and there.
The stretch marks, all of that.
It's just a part of who you are, and you don't have to be ashamed of it. And you embrace it, you know. Mm-hmm. And are we imperfect beings? Absolutely. Positively.
Absolutely.
But we love ourselves, and we work through it to try to improve.
Yes, and I've gotten into writing in my journal. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny that you said that about us not being perfect. Mm-hmm. One of my my last thing that I was writing, I was like, God, I'm so happy that you, and I named all of my imperfect. I thanked them, you know, for all of those.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got to look at what I wrote and then look in the mirror. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
Because he created you.
Exactly.
From his image.
And I'm like,
and you're perfect in his eyes.
And in his eyes.
Yeah.
And so as I'm looking in the mirror, I go back to my journal. I'm like, mark out imperfect. Yes. I'm perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I love all of this that God made. I can't believe that there was days I didn't want to be here or, you know, felt
because
unworthy.
You felt that way in your dark days that you
I did, you know, and I can talk about that now. There was days that I didn't want to be here.
Mm.
And it was one time my kids were really small and I just felt like I'm not doing anyone any service being here and tried to take my own life.
I'm so glad God did not allow that to happen.
Did not allow it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even have to call for help because it was like God was right there with me. Took the pills, threw them right back up.
Right.
You know, and it was just like, no, it was not my time. It's not
today.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose it. He does.
He does.
You don't because he gave you life.
Yeah.
You don't get to take yours. And we know that some people get so depressed that they think that that's their only way out.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they make that unfortunate decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a cousin who lost a daughter to suicide, and I know other people who've lost their lives, and it's because they weren't able to get the help
they needed.
And that's why we want to emphasize the importance. If you are feeling, you know, this heavy burden of anxiety, this heavy burden of depression, we want you to be here because you are worthy, you are loved,
absolutely,
you are good, you are perfect in God's image, and that's all that matters. And you don't have to listen to the chatter from others who do not understand what's going on with you, right? But it's up to you to go out and find help.
That's it. And so you can understand
you. You can understand you. Exactly.
Who else can understand you better?
Better. No one. And you know what I always tell my kids? You know, I was just telling my daughter, Sinatus, but I tell them all the same thing. Never allow anyone to write your narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You communicate. No assumptions. No anything.
That's right.
You always go and you speak directly to whomever. Because when you allow other people to write your narrative based on their assumptions, you give them your power.
That's right.
I am not about giving my power to anybody because God gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I tell them that to let them know, hey, you are empowered. You have the tools to do any and everything you want to do.
That's it.
In this
life. And everything.
Yeah.
And if you don't speak up and talk for yourself, people will
make up for you. Yeah, they will do it for you. And we don't want that to be the case for anybody.
Absolutely.
But I will just say this. I am so happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm one of your biggest cheerleaders. I've loved you from the first day I met you.
Yes.
I love you today, and I'm gonna just love you forever, because you really are one of the most authentic, and I don't know if it was our energy or our connectivity.
It's yes.
But I've never seen a mask with you.
Well, thank you. And I could put it on for, you know, situations, you know.
I get it.
But
I understand.
You know, also.
But you know when it's
more
genuine.
Comfortable being authentic and when you can with, you know, close people. Exactly.
And so that's one of the reasons I brought that up, because there's somebody that, you know, a listener who may be going through anxiety and depression, there's that one person who's not trying to judge you or make you feel bad about who you are.
Exactly.
If you have that connectivity with that person, and it may be with somebody that you haven't known all your life,
mm-hmm.
right? If that's the one, go and share that information with them.
Absolutely, because God is going to put the right people in your life.
All the time.
Every single time.
Every single time.
Because when you and I met, of course, I would not have ever thought that we would be friends mm-hmm. like we are. But like you said, it was an instant connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, she's my sister, mm-hmm. you know? And I could feel your love. I can feel that you was not judgmental and you loved me and my kids, you know, just the way we were. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly what I needed at the time.
And I didn't even know all of it.
Yes.
But as we became closer and closer, you would give me stuff and I'm like, oh girl, you know, we would mm-hmm. just connect. And so it's good to have support. And what I am hoping and praying, and I'm going to thank God for in advance, because I know somebody was helped today because of your testimony and your willingness to share your true authentic self.
And that's all I wanted to do.
And I truly appreciate you and I love you.
And
thank you. Keep getting better and stronger.
Thank you so much. I love you too. And I love everyone out there. So please get help if you need help. Love you.
Love you guys. And we're all looking for, you know, as we move forward to 2020, to live our best authentic life yet.
Yes.
All right. Signing out. Thank you so much, Jen. We truly appreciate you sharing your authentic voice about being diagnosed with depression and anxiety. And more importantly, that you are in such a great space right now with taking your medication and self-care, and that therapy was a part of your healing. For you to share those truths with us is truly inspirational as well as admirable. And to you, anyone out there who feels like there's something going on with you and you're having the up and down roller coaster of emotions and you just can't pinpoint it, I am encouraging you, as well as Jen, that's why she shared her story with you, is that if you know something's wrong, try to get help immediately. There is no reason for you to suffer in silence, because you are loved, you are worthy, you are valuable. And there is so much life to live as well as life to give. So take care of yourself. I thank you guys for taking the time to listen to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. And I look forward to you joining me next Tuesday. Have a wonderfully blessed week. Until the next podcast, God bless.